once, twice as tough. Come back, baby, when you grow up. Come back when you grow up, girl. You've still got a lot of time left in the world. You'll someday be a woman ready to love. Come back, baby, when you grow up.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and authorities in Utah disclosing details of Tyler Robinson's surrender after the fatal shooting of conservative activist Charlie Kirk at Utah Valley University. Washington County Sheriff Nate Brooksby says a family friend of the Robinsons called authorities to work out a surrender.
Tyler knew it was just inevitable with all the law enforcement pressure that he, his picture in the news, the gun on the news. He knew it was inevitable that he would be caught.
Brooksby says the 22-year-old agreed to surrender if SWAT teams didn't go to his family's home. He says Robinson was quiet and somber when officers took him into custody. In Pennsylvania this hour, at least one officer is believed to be dead and several others shot while they were serving a warrant in York County. Law enforcement officials briefed on the investigation confirmed the news to ABC News. No other details were disclosed. President Trump and the First Lady attending a lavish state dinner this hour hosted by royal family members at Windsor Castle. This is ABC News. FBI Director Kash Patel testifying for a second day on Capitol Hill, this time before the House Judiciary Committee. Patel pressed about the FBI's investigation into convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. He died by suicide in 2019, awaiting his sex trafficking trial. ABC's Alex Mallon has more on the push to release the Epstein files.
Democrats were really hammering home this idea that the FBI and the DOJ have been, caught in a mess with how they've handled these Epstein files. I mean, Director Patel said repeatedly that he was being hamstrung by, judges who have ruled against the administration's efforts to unseal grand jury materials. But that has been called by those federal judges a very misleading answer. They have made clear, these judges, that the Justice Department and FBI do have federal holdings of Epstein files that they could release today.
Good old-fashioned snow, contender for the National Toy Hall of Fame, the Fun Winter Powder among 12 finalists for the class of 2025. Michelle Franz and ABC News.
Baseball tonight in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Angels scoring off again tonight at American Family Field with Brandon Woodruff against LA's right-hander Jose Soriano. The Brewers with a great performance last night by Freddie Peralta cruised to a 9-2 victory. The magic number now 7 to clinch the Central Division. NFL, the Packers getting ready to play the 0-2 Browns in Cleveland Sunday. Game time at noon. Concern for Zach Tom and Aaron Banks getting back on the offensive line. Wide receiver Jaden Reed had his surgery yesterday to repair his broken collarbone and fractured foot. Former Packers quarterback Sean Clifford signs with the Bengals after Joe Burrow had surgery for his toe injury. Vikings running back Aaron Jones now on IR with a hamstring. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers back home Saturday against Maryland. Kickoff 11 a.m. at Camp Randall. And women's college volleyball, Mimi Collier named the National Player of the Week after Wisconsin swept both Milwaukee and the Georgia Bulldogs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, isolated storms tonight and a low in the low 60s. Partly sunny for tomorrow, still a chance of rain, highs in the upper 70s. More storms around Friday, high low 70s. Rain chances continue into the weekend. Currently it's 85.
Local news and timeless hits. It's 97.9 WGBW. Eric Westfall broadcasting from downtown Green Bay with the Beatles.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. In a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Father Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near, look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people, where do they all come from?
Stop making music like this. We don't know either.
97.9 FM.
For romance, saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance with Barbara Ann.
Barbara Ann.
And Build Me Up Buttercup, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Eric here, good evening. Now officially closer to the weekend than the start of the week. I like to focus on the positives, right? Hey, it's going to be pretty positive in Algoma this Saturday for the Wet Whistle Wine Fest with Von Steele Winery. And the Algoma Fire Department there, man, they put up some of the best steak sandwiches I have ever had at a festival. And you can purchase wine by the bottle there. And, of course, the grape stomping. It starts out with a celebrity grape stomp in the morning, which I am excited to be a part of once again. I've been doing that for about the last 4 years now. And then the general grape stomping heats will begin after that. You should come out and check it out. $10 admission. Live music all day. Good times. The Wet Whistle Wine Fest. It is this Saturday in Algoma.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A new analysis from Clean Wisconsin shows AI data centers in the state will use more power than all the homes in Wisconsin combined. Potential energy demand has been disclosed for just two projects in the state, the Vantage Data Center in Port Washington and Phase 1 of the Microsoft Data Center in Mount Pleasant. Those two projects alone require a combined 3.9 gigawatts of power, which is enough energy to power more than 4 million Wisconsin homes. Wisconsin has just under 3 million housing units in the entire state. Senator Tammy Baldwin has announced Senate passage of a bill that will help protect Wisconsin lakes from toxic algae. The legislation would improve monitoring, forecasting, and prevention of harmful algal blooms by requiring better coordination among task force agencies, state and local entities, and tribes. Right now on the Defender podcast, the Wisconsin Climate March is coming. Listen to find out more at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's almost National Forensic Science Week, and boy, is there an event for you. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411. And on Friday, September 19th, from 3 till 6:30 p.m. at Light Memorial Park, you can enjoy a free event to learn more about forensic sciences from 13 different agencies and organizations. This is great for kids trying to figure out what they want to be when they grow up. And it's nothing to be weirded out about. I personally wanted to be a crime scene photographer when I was growing up. And look at me now. I'm fine, right? Check it out. Head to WGBW.FM and click events.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
From our studios on Washington Street in downtown Green Bay, just east of the Ray Nitschke Bridge, we're talking to and about Green Bay. You'll hear voices familiar to Green Bay. Dan Marcus, Laura McKenna, Eric Westfall, Pete Schwabba. We're Green Bay, Wisconsin, 97.9 WGBW.
The Trogs, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. You can also listen to us for free on the Civic Media app. Download it in your phone's app store. Stephen Stills.
If you're down and confused and you don't remember who you're talking to, concentration, slip away, because your baby, you're so far away.
Well, there's a road in the distant love, and an eagle flies with the dove. And if you can't be with the one you love, honey, love the one you're with, love the one you're with, love the one you're with, love the one you're with.
Don't be angry, don't be sad, and don't sit crying over good times ahead. There's a girl right next to you, and she's just waiting for something to do.
And there's a rose in the twisted love, and the eagle flies with the dove. And if you can't be with the one,
love the one you're with.
harmonies. Local news and timeless hits. We have them both. 97.9 WGBW broadcasting from downtown Green Bay. And that local news, it is time for an update. Connie Feldman has that.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. The race for Wisconsin governor is getting more crowded. Democratic State Representative Francesca Hong announced her candidacy today. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Hong has repped Madison in the state assembly since 2021. She's the first Asian American member of the Wisconsin legislature. She's a chef and first ran for state office to advocate for restaurant workers during the pandemic. Since then, she's campaigned on a progressive working class platform, and she referenced that in her first campaign video released this morning, shot at a restaurant near the Capitol.
It's so stressful to get by these days, and I know a lot about stress. I work in restaurants. I started in this kitchen 15 years ago, and you might recognize what's across the street. A lot of people in that building don't get why it's so hard to get by right now. Working hard doesn't mean you can always keep up. One wrong step can lay you out flat. This is by design.
Shortly thereafter, she was live on the air with Civic Media's Pat Kreitlow.
Universal child care and fully funded public schools, guaranteed paid leave and cheaper health care. These are transformative policies that I think are the responsible and practical ones where people will feel and they will know that this is what can improve their lives.
So far, the Democratic field of candidates is more crowded than the Republican one. Hong is up against State Senator Kelda Royce, who announced she's running Monday, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, and Milwaukee businessman Ryan Sternad. Two Republicans have declared their candidacy, Washington County Executive Josh Showman and businessman Bill Berry.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, isolated storms tonight, and a low in the low 60s. Partly sunny for tomorrow, still a chance of rain, highs in the upper 70s. More storms around Friday, high low 70s. Rain chances continue into the weekend. Currently it's 85.
Thank you.
local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. My spelling's okay, but I definitely know how what R-E-S-P-E-C-T spells.
Thank you. this morning, you were on my mind, and you were on my mind. I got troubles, oh, I got worries, oh, I got wounds to bind. So I went to the corner just to ease my pain.
Believe they never
Neil Diamond, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Good evening. I'm Eric Westfall. Appreciate you spending some of your Wednesday with me. Hey, looking ahead to next week, a big, big contest going to be starting here. Go for the green and gold text to win contest. You could win some of that green. We're talking money. Some gold in the form of jewelry or even the grand prize, some club seats to go check out Green Bay versus Minnesota just down the street from us here in November. Only one way that you can do it, you will be listening for keywords and you will text them using the Civic Media app. So if you have not yet downloaded the Civic Media app, fair warning, you want to do so. Do it for free in your phone's app store. And it's just that easy. The winning starts Monday. Go for the green and gold text to win contest.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Are you looking for ways to give back to your local community? Use volunteerwisconsin.org to find opportunities to volunteer your time with organizations making a difference near you. As we celebrate United Ways Month, we're also celebrating you. Visit volunteerwisconsin.org or get in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center to find out more about local opportunities to get involved. Volunteerwisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Yes, it is. Searching for
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. What do we do when we have a beautiful day like this? We celebrate.
Slipping away, sitting on a pillow, waiting for night to fall. Girl in a dream, sitting on a pillow. This is the night
to go to the celebrity ball.
Informed with local news, and the timeless hits will keep you entertained. The best of both worlds. Both worlds on 97.9 FM WGBW.
You came into my heart.
And timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. All right, I am heading out. We'll catch you back here tomorrow afternoon at 2. Nightlight with Pete Schwab on the way.
How many roads must a man walk down before they call him a man? How many seas must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? How many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing. Must a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea? How many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? How many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. How many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? How many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? How many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Local news and timeless hits, WGBW, Denmark Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Authorities in Pennsylvania holding a briefing this hour say officers were shot today trying to serve a warrant today in the rural area of York County. State Police Colonel Christopher Paris.
I can confirm that there were five law enforcement officers who were shot today. Three fatally, two that were transported here to Wellspan in York. They are currently listed in critical but stable condition.
Police say the shooter is also dead, but no other details are known. In Gaza, at least 400,000 Palestinians have fled Gaza City as Israeli forces push to occupy the city and defeat Hamas. Israel demanding the release of remaining Hamas-held hostages. President Trump and the First Lady in the UK attending a state dinner tonight hosted by the royal family. Americans could see borrowing costs for credit cards and home loans decrease. The Federal Reserve Board cutting interest rates by a quarter point today, the first this year. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Green Bay's On Broadway District made a big announcement today.